We have an administration to take care of this morning. Brother Joel, Brother Ken, will you come forward and Ken? I'd ask at this time that you check your cell phones, make sure they're off or vibrate. Also, you check your minds that the outside world won't be drawn on you and causing you to ponder upon other things other than the Word of Christ. At this time, I would like to give you our speaker of the hour, my father, Jim Yates, Sr.
The last maybe 10 minutes or a little less, you have seen two of our sisters exercising exactly what I want to speak about a little bit this morning, their faith, as they came before the elders to be administered to. Without faith, it would be a waste of time. So I want to speak just this morning a little bit about faith. I'm going to do a lot of reading this morning. I'm going to start out with Hebrews 11, 1, first verse. Hebrews 11, first verse. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And if we go over to the book of Ether, 5th chapter, 6th verse, 5th chapter of Ether, 6th verse. We can read something very similar. Now I, Moroni, would speak somewhat concerning these things. I would show unto the world that faith is things which are hoped for and not seen. We see by this that the writers in both books were well aware of the importance of faith. And as we read, especially in 11th chapter of Hebrews and the 5th chapter of Ether, we find that faith is very important. In Hebrews, in that chapter, it's used 23 times. In Ether, the 5th chapter, it's used 31 times. So we know that it must be something important in our lives. In fact, if we go to Hebrews 11, 6, Hebrews 11, 6, we will find out just how important it really is. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. If we go back into Genesis, We find several of our ancient brothers that had to be man faith. It didn't mention faith with them there, but the things that God asked them to do and that they did, they had to have faith, or else they never would have done it. In Genesis 5:24, we read, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. If we go into Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verse 5, Hebrews 11, verse 5, reads a little bit different, but the same story. By faith, Enoch was translated. It didn't mention that in Genesis, but in Hebrews it did. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. And he was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And so we have to come to the conclusion to walk with God, you had to have faith. And so Enoch was a man of great faith. But as we go on in Genesis, we find that the Lord was very displeased with mankind. And in Genesis 6, 7 and 8, we read this. And it repented the Lord that he made man on earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping things and fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Didn't say anything about great faith, but he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And as we read the rest of that chapter and chapter 7, we find truly that Noah was a man of great faith. Because when God commanded him to build the ark, he had never seen rain. It had never rained. The earth was watered by mist. What in the world do you need something like that for? He had to be a man of faith to pay attention to the Lord to build an ark. And then the 7th chapter of Genesis, 16th verse, we read about them going in to the ark. Now, when they said it's going to rain 40 days and 40 nights, Noah had to assume that the Lord knew what he's doing. But he took in male and female of all flesh as God commanded him. And it says, the Lord shut the door. A lot of times you talk to people and they say, Noah, close the door. No, the Lord closed the door. Seeing as how I would say that Noah had never seen it rain, he wouldn't know when to close that door. But the Lord knew. But Noah had great faith in the Lord, and he did everything that he was asked to do. In Genesis 12, Genesis 12, 1 to 4, we read, starting in verse 1. Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house into the land which I will show thee, and I will make thee a great nation, make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee. And I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curseth thee. And thou shalt be, all of the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram departed, as the Lord spoke unto him. We see that he wasn't a young man at the time. He was 75 years old, going someplace that he had no idea where he was going. But he had faith in the Lord. If we go into Hebrews, 11th chapter again, 8th verse. Hebrews 11:8. It speaks of the same story, only it says something else. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into the place which he should receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith that he had in the Lord, he followed his directions. In Hebrews 11, 22 to 29, 23 to 29. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw that he was a proper child and were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he came to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ's greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him as one who was invisible. Through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as dry ground, while the Egyptians assailing to do so were drowned. We see that even though Moses parted the Red Sea, got water from the rock, had quail, manna, it wasn't very long to the people that was with him began to lose faith. And they started murmuring and fussing. They wanted to go back to Egypt. Let's go to Numbers 32. Numbers 32, 10 to 13. And read what happens when the children of men don't heed to their faith in God. Verse 10, and the Lord's anger was kindled. The same time he swore, saying, surely none of the men that came out of Egypt from 20 years old and upwards shall see the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and to Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me. They lost their faith. Save it be Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, Joshua, the son of Nun. For they did wholly follow the Lord. And the Lord's anger was kindled against Israel. And he made them wander 40 years in the wilderness, as we read, until all that generation that had done evil in the sight of the Lord was consumed. It's a terrible price to pay because they lost their faith after all they had seen, all they had witnessed. Now I want to go to the book of Ether and the book of Mormon. First chapter. Seven to 29. Which Jared came forth with his brother and families, with some others of their families, from the great tower. At the time the Lord confounded the language of the people and swore in his wrath that he would scatter them all upon the face of the earth. According to the word of the Lord, the people were scattered. And the brother of Jared, being a large and mighty man, and being a man highly favored of the Lord, for Jared, his brother, said unto him, cry unto the Lord, that he will not confound us, that we may understand our words. And it came to pass that the brother of Jared did cry unto the Lord, and the Lord had compassion upon Jared, for he did not confound the language of Jared. And Jared and his brother were not confounded. Then Jared said unto his brother, cry again unto the Lord, and that it may be that he would turn away his anger from them who are our friends, that he confound not their language. And it came to pass that the brother of Jared did cry unto the Lord. And the Lord had compassion upon their friends and also their families, and also that they were not confounded. And it came to pass that Jared spake again unto his brother, saying, go and inquire of the Lord whether he will drive us out of the land. And if he will drive us out of the land, cry unto him whether we should go. And who knoweth but the Lord will carry us forth into a land which is choice above all the earth. And if it so be Let us be faithful unto the Lord, that we may receive it for our inheritance. And it came to pass that the brother of Jared did cry unto the Lord according to that which had been spoken by the mouth of Jared. And it came to pass that the Lord did hear the brother of Jared and had compassion upon him and said, Go to and gather together thy flocks, both male and female and every kind, and also of the seed of the earth of every kind, and thy family, and also Jared and thy brother and his family, and also thy friends and their friends, and the friends of Jared and their families. And when thou hast done this, thou shalt go at the head of them down into the valley, which is northward. And there I will meet thee, and I will go before thee into a land which is choice above all the land on the earth. And there I will bless thee and thy seed, and I will raise up unto me of thy seed, and the seed of thy brother, and they who go with thee, a great nation. And there shall be none greater than the nation which I shall raise up unto me from thy seed upon all the face of the earth. And I do this unto thee because this long time ye have cried unto me. And it came to pass that Jared and his brother and their families and also their friends of Jared and his brother and the families went down into the valley which was northward. And then that name of the valley was Nimrod, being named after the mighty hunter, with their flocks which they had together, the male and female of every kind. And they did also lay snares to catch fowls of the air, catch the birds. And they did prepare a vessel into which they did carry with them fish of the waters. They're going to a brand spanking new land someplace that needs to be populated other than with men. And they did also carry with them dessert, which by interpretation is the honeybee. And thus they did carry with them swarms of bees and all manner of that which was upon the face of the land, seeds of every kind. And it came to pass that when they went down into the valley of Nimrod, the Lord came down and talked with the brother of Jared, and he was in a cloud. And the brother of Jared saw him not. And it came to pass that the Lord commanded that they go forth into the wilderness, yea, into that quarter where man had never been. And it came to pass that the Lord did go before them and did talk with them. And he stood in the cloud and gave directions whether they should travel. And it came to pass that they did travel in the wilderness and did build barges into which they did cross the many waters. And being directed continually by the hand of the Lord. And the Lord would not suffer that they should stop beyond the sea into the wilderness, but that he would that they should come forth unto the land of promise, which was choice above all other lands, which the Lord God had preserved for a righteous people, people who had faith. There's a lot of information on these two pages. We learned that they came from the Tower of Babel. The brother of Jared seems to be their spiritual leader. We find that in verse 8 that he was a very spiritual man, had to have great faith in order to talk to the Lord the way he did. Lord, stand in front of him in a cloud. But you know, there's something I think that people miss a lot here. Jared himself had to have quite a bit of faith, or he wouldn't have been going back to his brother and say, cry unto the Lord for this or that, and then they accept the answer without any problem, one way or the other. Whichever his brother came back and said, the Lord said, he accepted it. So it seems to me that kind of like back and forth between Moses and Aaron, wasn't it? In a way. Moses said he couldn't speak, but his brother could. Well, evidently that's what the brother of Jared was thinking. So he had to have a certain amount of faith also, or he wouldn't be continually asking his brother to go and talk with the Lord. We see in these two pages where they was told to bring everything with them, birds, animals, fish, fowl, seeds. They was going to need them where they went. And it's kind of interesting also. The Lord is talking to the brother Jared the same way that we find in Exodus 13:21 with the Lord and Moses. The Lord says that they went before them in the daytime and as in pillar of cloud and led the way and night by fire. The Lord is speaking to the brother of Jared in a cloud. Same thing. To me, that kind of proves that the Lord does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in Malachi 3:6, he says, for I am the Lord, and I change not. And if he did something in those days, he can do the same today if he seems that the need is right. We see that he works with mankind through their faith in all generations. And we see also in these two pages that there was quite a bit of conversation going on between the brother Jared and the Lord. And the Lord was making it very clear in these pages that he was taking the brother of Jared and those who were with them to a very special place, a place choice above all other lands. And then we read in the Book of Mormon on page 718, we see that Jared and his brother came out of the wilderness on the seashore. And they had been there for 4 years. And evidently, according to the story there, the brother of Jared hadn't talked with the Lord much in those 4 years. And when you go into Ether, first chapter, verse 38 to 41, we find the Lord is talking to the brother Jared, and he's chastising him for 3 hours. I don't want the Lord chastising me for 3 hours. Verse 38. And it came to pass at the end of 4 years, the Lord came again unto the brother of Jared and stood in a cloud and talked with him. And for the space of 3 hours did the Lord talk with the brother of Jared and chastised him because he remembered not to call upon the name of the Lord. And the brother of Jared repented of the evil which he had done. And he did call upon the name of the Lord for his brethren who were with him. And the Lord said unto him, I will forgive thee and thy brethren of their sins, but thou shalt not sin any more. For ye shall remember that my spirit will not always strive with man. Wherefore, if ye sin until ye are fully ripe, ye shall be cut off from the presence of the Lord. We see some important things happening here in this, right in here. The Lord's chastising the brother of Jared for not seeking him out in that 4 year time. And the brother of Jared repenting of not having done so. And the Lord accepting, but telling him, don't do it anymore. Now you would think the Lord have a lot of things on his mind right there, which he does. But he accepts his repentance and he goes right on to another subject real quick. In verse 42. And the Lord said, and these are my thoughts upon the land which I shall give to you for your inheritance. He'd just been chastising him for 3 hours. And he's repenting and everything else. You wouldn't think that maybe the Lord had his mind right on that. But he was thinking ahead all the time. And these are my thoughts upon the land which I shall give you for your inheritance. For it shall be a land choice above all other lands. And the Lord said, go forth, go work and build after the manner of the barges which ye hitherto built. And we find that the barges that were built, there's conversation going on between the Lord all the time, between Brother Jared and the Lord, making changes and what have you. Now in verse 47 and 48 in that first chapter. 47 and 48. And it came to pass that the brother of Jared cried unto the Lord, saying, O Lord, I have performed the work which thou hast commanded me. I have made the barges according to thou didst direct me. And behold, O Lord, in them is no light, whether we shall steer. Verse 54. 54 and 55. Behold, O Lord, wilt thou suffer that we cross the great water in darkness? And the Lord said unto the brother Jared, it's like I'd be talking to Jay or somebody. They're still discussing this building of these barges. And the Lord said unto the brother Jared, what will ye that I should do that ye may have light in your vessels. Now, he could have just made some light, but he's talking to Brother Jared. He says, what do you want me to do? Verse 59. Therefore, what will ye that I should prepare for you, that ye may have light when ye are swallowed up in the depths of the sea? And as we read on, we see that the brother Jared went up into the mountains, and he molten out of rock 16 small stones, which the scripture says it was white and clear and transparent as glass. And he carried them up to the top of the mountain. Verse 62. And now behold, O Lord, and do not be angry with thy servant because of his weakness before thee. For we know that thou art holy and dwellest in the heavens, and that we are unworthy before thee. Because of the fall, our natures have become evil continually. Nevertheless, O Lord, thou hast given us a commandment that we must call upon thee, that from thee we may receive according to our desires. Behold, O Lord, thou hast smitten us because of our iniquity, and thou hast driven us forth. And for these many years we have been in the wilderness. Nevertheless, thou hast been merciful unto us. O Lord, look upon me with pity, in pity, and turn away thine anger from this people, and suffer not that they should go across this raging deep in the darkness. But behold, these things which I have molten out of the rock, I know, O Lord, that thou hast all power, and that can do whatever thou wilt for the benefit of man. Therefore, touch these stones, O Lord, with thy finger. And prepare them that they may shine forth in the darkness, that they may shine forth unto us in the vessels which we have prepared, that we may have light while we are across, shall cross the sea. Behold, O Lord, thou canst do this. We know that thou art able to show forth great power, which looks small unto the understanding of men. And it came to pass that when the brother of Jared had said these things, behold, the Lord stretched forth his hand and touched the stones one by one with his finger. Exactly as the brother of Jared had asked. Back a little farther, the Lord even asked him, what do you want me to do to make light? Here, the brother of Jared told him, touch those things, make light. And he did. Great faith. And the veil was taken off the eyes of the brother Jared, and he saw the finger of the Lord. And it was the finger of a man like unto flesh and blood. And the brother of Jared fell down before the Lord, for he was struck with fear. And the Lord saw that the brother of Jared had fallen to the earth, and said unto him, arise, why hast thou fallen? And he said unto the Lord, I saw the finger of the Lord, and I feared lest thou would smite me. For I knew not that the Lord was flesh and blood. And the Lord said unto him, because of thy faith, thou hast seen that I shall take upon me flesh and blood. And never has man come before me with such exceeding faith as thou hast. Never. For were it not so, ye would not have seen my finger. Sawest thou more than this? And he answered, nay, Lord, show thyself unto me. And the Lord said unto him, believest thou the words which I shall speak? And he answered, yea, Lord, I know that thou canst speak the truth, for thou art a God of truth, and thou canst lie. When he had said these things, behold, the Lord showed himself unto him and said, because thou knowest these things, ye are redeemed from the fall. Therefore ye are brought back into my presence. Therefore I show myself unto you. Behold, I am he who prepared from the foundation of the world to redeem my people. Behold, I am Jesus Christ. I am the Father and the Son. And in me shall all mankind have life, and that eternally, even they who shall believe upon my name, and they shall come, and they shall become my sons and my daughters. And never have I shown myself unto man whom I have created. For never has man believed in me as thou hast. I'm going to read that again. For never has man believed in me as thou hast. What a compliment. Faith. What a powerful thing it is in our lives. You can't see it. You can't taste it. You can't hold it. You can't feel it. It's like the wind out there. But you can see the results of it. Now, most of these brothers that I read about this morning had to have great faith in the Lord to do what he asked them to do. And it seemed like for no rhyme or reason. But the Lord asked them to do thus and so, and their faith was strong enough that they did what the Lord asked. Consequently, they was blessed many ways. Only through fasting and prayer can this deep, all-consuming power of faith be accomplished. My prayer is that we all may achieve and strive to work to that end of that kind of faith. I thank you.